Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let me also say to the people of Illinois how they honored me by electing me their governor twice, and how honored I was to serve them as governor, to serve the people of the North and Northwest Side in this neighborhood and neighborhoods I grew up in Congress for 6 years, to serve as a state lawmaker for 4 years. I want you all to know you honored me with that privilege. I believe I always, always thought about what was right for the people, and I am proud as I leave. I am proud as I leave and enter the next part of what is a dark and hard journey, that I can take with me the sense of accomplishment and the real belief that the things that I did as governor and the things I did as congressman have actually helped real, ordinary people. When I became governor, I fought a lot. And maybe I fought too much. And maybe one of the lessons to this whole story is that you got to be maybe a little bit more humble. You can never have enough humility. And maybe I could have had more of that. But one thing I had a lot of was a desire in my heart to help average, ordinary people.
There's former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich saying his goodbyes to the people of Illinois as he headed off this week to start his 14-year prison sentence. You'll remember he was convicted for political corruption. Is heading to prison is the number 10 item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome into the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll go through the top 10 items in this hour for the week ending Friday, the 16th of March, reviewing all top 10 determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Number 9 on the countdown, March Madness. Things on Sports Talk Radio, NCAA basketball tournament has begun. Talk host John Zach and Susan Rose here with analyst John Challenger. They talk about the loss of office productivity this time of year when Americans are thinking more about their brackets than about their jobs.
Is it really a big deal, John? I mean, a few days out of a couple of weeks of the year? I mean, are we losing that much?
Well, we did calculate the cost in lost productivity. If you do it by hours worked, last year about 2.5 million people watched and streamed these videos. The average wage is about $23 an hour today in America. So they also last year spent about 90 minutes watching these games. That would calculate out to about $175 million in lost productivity during the first 2 days of the tourney.
Wow. Now, on the flip side, do some workplaces embrace it because it's good for employee morale?
Well, in fact, we think it's a good buy, that $175 million for companies to do just what you were saying. Today, there are so many workers who are telecommuting, who are part-time or short-tenured. People are more and more isolated. So if you can find an event as a manager to bring people together where they can talk with each other about something other than business, that's a good thing.
So it is a good thing for an employer to give workers a little leeway. I mean, it doesn't happen every week.
Well, that's right, and it's just so hard to stop it. So if you can't beat them, you might as well join them. I think a lot of companies, managers, executives are playing these fools just like everybody else.
Is there anything bigger, any other event during the year that takes workers' attention away the way March Madness does?
I don't think so. I think this is really just event of this era. It takes place during the workday in this first week. Super Bowls on a weekend, World Series. There are occasionally some day games, but this is an event, especially because of the pools that everybody plays, and it's not just the sports junkies who play them. Everybody's got a fighting chance. So I don't think there's any event like this. Maybe the Olympics every 4 years, but even then, it doesn't seem to carry this kind of interest.
Well, John, on the other side of the coin, do some office managers go as far as putting out memos, disabling office computers and TVs to keep workers focused on the job?
Well, there are some, especially small companies, whose computer systems are not more sluggish, sometimes even, sometimes these systems even crash because of the streaming video that's now so easy to get from your computer. So I think there are some companies who just say they can't allow the streaming video. So maybe they put TVs in the break room or the lunch room and let people watch that way.
Up next, stress tests, pink slime, and Syria, all here on the countdown.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance, sit down on the porch.
I love staying here.
How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Breaking news alert for women using the birth control drugs Yasmin, Yaz, and Ocella. Recent medical studies show an increased risk of blood clots and possible gallbladder problems. If you or a loved one has experienced any of the following: blood clot-related injuries, heart attack, stroke, deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, or gallbladder removal or surgery, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for a free case evaluation, 800-260-5460. If you or a loved one use the birth control drugs Yaz, Yasmin, or Ocella, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-260-5460. That's 800-260-5460. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-260-5460.
The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 4350 Executive Drive, Suite 150, San Diego, California, 92121. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by separate local counsel for principal responsibility.
At the South by Southwest Festival this week, Cisco's WebEx announced it has joined the Startup America Partnership and will be providing participating firms with free video conferencing and meeting capabilities. The Startup America Partnership was launched to help accelerate the growth of America's young companies. Scott Case, the founding CTO of Priceline.com, is the CEO of the partnership.
Our goal is to help American startups get what they need to grow into strong, successful companies. We're thrilled to have WebEx as a new partner because the services they provide are invaluable to new businesses as they develop their customer base, bring on new employees, and expand their reach.
Glenn Bray of WebEx.
It's a privilege to partner with Startup America to reach out to young companies with tools to help them become more successful. WebEx is committed to making the entire collaboration process for startups efficient, effortless, and productive.
For more information, visit www.s.co. I'm John Dridden.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We'll combine all these things on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Number 8, the Fed's bank stress test. Talk host Jim Scott with financial analyst Casey Boland. They talk about what the Fed is looking for with these recent stress tests that have been given to pretty much all the major banks.
Recently, the Fed conducted stress tests on some of the really big banks. When should we get these results?
Well, we should get that this week. The Fed is trying to predict how the capital levels at 19 of the largest banks, how they would withstand an economic downturn even more severe than the one that came after the Lehman collapse.
What kind of stresses are you talking about?
Well, take this. A 50% stock market decline, an 8% contraction in the economy, unemployment skyrocketing to 13%. Also, throw in the issues with Europe. What if we had a market shock that reverberated over to the United States financial system?
Okay. Is this system of stress testing pretty good?
It's not perfect, but it's a good idea to stress test to have an idea of how something may perform, because if the Fed doesn't like what they see, the banks are going to have to raise some more money. If the results are good, well, the Fed might be, or the banks may be freed up a little bit more now to have some dividend increases or buy back some stock.
If I know you, you've got a way to, like, personalize this now.
Well, I think it's a good idea to take the same metric, use it at home, look at your family's finances, do a form of a stress test. The first question you may ask yourself, you know, what if a family member lost their job, their pay was cut? A lot of people live on overtime pay. Are you using that to cover basic living expenses? What if that went away?
From banks to number 7, pink slime. If you don't know, pink slime is what a lot of people call this ammonia-treated ground beef. Basically, it's filler. McDonald's and most of the other fast food restaurants in the world said, nope, we're not using this anymore. So a controversy sprung up as the USDA stepped in to purchase the pink slime to use it in school lunches. Here's host Matt Patrick talking to Amanda Hitt from Food Integrity about where pink slime has been turning up and what her campaign is trying to do about it.
We're talking about pink slime. So for those that really don't understand, like me, what pink slime is. Can you explain it to me?
Well, the pink slime is what they call it. It's a beef product, and it's used as a filler in ground beef. It's not something normally one would consider meat, and it's in your pretty much 70% of all your ground beef products.
Now, my understanding is it's like the scraps. It's the nastiness. It's the droppings on the slaughterhouse floors, and then they spray it with some kind of ammonia hydroxide, and then they scrape it all up and throw it in our food. How delightful!
It's not something most people would eat. In fact, it's the stuff of dog food, and it's exactly as you say. It's the scraps, it's the cut up nasty pieces that generally wouldn't be fit for human consumption.
And I love the name, pink slime. It's got such a wonderful, tasty name. Makes me want to run right out and eat something.
Yeah, well, they don't market it as pink slime for sure, but it is a lean beef product.
So we're giving it to our children in schools, correct? And then we find out after we get upset about that most of us are eating it just in all of the ground beef that we buy at the grocery store.
Precisely. Recently, McDonald's, Taco Bell, and Burger King, as well as a few other fast food chains, stopped using the product.
Come on. I mean, there's got to be, something that we could use instead of pink slime, right? I mean, you are against pink slime. I would assume you would like to see pink slime eliminated from our foodstuffs.
You know, if people want to eat pink slime, that's great, but put it on the label. And that's where we are right now. It can be in anything, and nobody gets to know. And that's an oversight by our agencies that we can't overlook it anymore.
Number six on the countdown this week, violence in Syria. Senator McCain spoke out and suggests we get involved.
As we continue to isolate Assad diplomatically and economically, we should work with our closest friends and allies to support opposition groups inside Syria, both political and military, to help them organize themselves into a more cohesive and effective force that can put an end to the bloodshed and force Assad and his loyalists to leave power. Rather than closing off the prospects for some kind of negotiated transition that is acceptable to the Syrian opposition, foreign military intervention is now the necessary factor to reinforce this option. Assad needs to know that he will not win. What opposition groups in Syria need most urgently is relief from Assad's tank and artillery seizures in the many cities that are still contested. Homs is lost for now, but Idlib and Hama and Qusair and Dara and other cities in Syria could still be saved. But time is running out. Assad's forces are on the march. Providing military assistance to the Free Syrian Army and other opposition groups is necessary. But at this late hour, that alone will not be sufficient to stop the slaughter and save innocent lives. The only realistic way to do so is with foreign air power. Therefore, at the request of the Syrian National Council, the Free Syrian Army, and local coordinating committees inside the country, the United States should lead an international effort to protect key population centers in Syria, especially in the north, through airstrikes on Assad's forces. To be clear, this will require the United States to suppress enemy air defenses in at least part of the country.
Up next, everybody's friend Gloria Allred wants to sue Rush Limbaugh, and then Steve Forbes will weigh in on Iran. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number five this week in the controversial world of News Talk Radio, Rush Limbaugh in the focus. Here are our hosts, Craig Silverman and Dan Kaplis, talking about Gloria Allred's attempt to go after Limbaugh.
Gloria Allred has cited a Florida law that seems to fit exactly the Rush Limbaugh situation. The prosecutor will probably not prosecute exercising prosecutorial discretion. Here in Colorado, we have a little-known, little-utilized statute called criminal libel, a Class 6 felony. I heard there may be an effort this year to get it off the books. I think it might be a good idea because you can have a prosecutor who could use that statute and use it against a Rush Limbaugh or a Bill Maher. And that's the problem with these statutes. They're just a vehicle for unchecked prosecutorial discretion. Most prosecutors are good people, but if you have a vague law that infringes on free speech, you would really have a law, Dan, that says you can say anything, but if you talk about a woman's chastity, you're going to jail?
No. Listen, I have no problem at all with that Florida law, and I'll bring up the verbatim, but it essentially says that if you lie about a woman's chastity, it's a misdemeanor. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the Colorado. Now, of course, I'm depending upon a couple of things. One is the prosecutor is an elected official accountable to the public. Two, there's prosecutorial discretion. I don't think it should be brought in the context of political speech, such as Rush Limbaugh, even though I condemned that attack on Ms. Fluck at the time is despicable.
Number four this week on the countdown, what's going on in Iran? Here's Mike Rosen talking about a recent article Steve Forbes wrote. Forbes says that war with Iran is imminent.
This is scary stuff. Steve Forbes is the editor-in-chief of Forbes magazine. He had in his column in the current issue of Forbes an analysis of what's happening with the government in Iran. And let me just give you some of the highlights on this, and I'll throw it out for your comments as well. And he doesn't pull any punches. The headline over this piece is War. It's coming with Iran. He notes that twice in recent years, Israel has been ready to strike Iran's nuclear facilities, only to be dissuaded by strong U.S. pressure. But unless there's regime change in Iran soon, war will come, he says. This is no state secret. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta reportedly told NATO ministers that he thought an attack would come within months. Inside the Pentagon, Panetta has allegedly been warning officers that he thinks the Israelis will strike between June and August. The Israelis fear Iran will soon enter what they call a zone of immunity, whereby the bulk of its critical nuclear assets will be buried so far underground that neither Israel nor the U.S. will be able to stop Tehran's nuclear efforts from the air. There have been reports recently about Iran fortifying those underground facilities with layer upon layer upon layer of reinforced concrete. The Israelis have no faith that sanctions will deter Iran from its nuclear ambitions, even though Iran's economy is being hit hard by those sanctions. Fanatics that they are, the Ayatollahs will see the economic crisis as an even greater incentive to develop their own bomb to help shore up their highly unpopular regime. This has worked for North Korea. Even more, these extremists think the bomb will make Iran a major player to reckon with, given all that oil in the Middle East. The Iranians have been masters at using diplomatic negotiations to buy time, just stalling for their nuclear program. So no one was surprised when they recently called for yet another round of talks. But this time, the usually gullible Europeans can't pretend that such a course would be successful.
Iran, number four this week on the countdown. So let's recap. Blagojevich going to prison, number 10. March Madness and Sports Talk Radio, number 9. The bank stress tests, number 8. Pink slime, number 7. Violence in Syria is 6. Rush Limbaugh is 5. And Iran is number 4. So that leaves us with the numbers 3, 2, and 1. And they're up next in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like this deal worth sprinting here for. $15 off men's and women's ASICS Gel Phoenix 3 running shoes, now only $59.99. And just in time for spring training, get 50% off Franklin baseball training aids like a 5-piece base set and a multi-sport return trainer. Whether your family is into track and field or the baseball field, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/11 through 3/17 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on a gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This half hour, we'll move up from number 3 to 2 and then number 1. At number 3, what you're paying for gasoline. Here are our hosts, Mac Watson and Larry Gatos, talking to callers on their program about the cost of gasoline.
Marcy, rising gas prices, have they caused you to change your driving habits in some way, anyway, yes or no?
No.
All right. Thank you very much.
Blake in Phoenix. Blake, do you own a car?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, Blake, same question, my friend. Rising gas prices, have they caused you to change your driving habits in any way,
Not at all.
Not at all. Oh. Very interesting.
All right, Kyle in Phoenix. Kyle, do you own a car?
Yes, I do.
Same question, Kyle.
Yeah, I own an SUV. No change at all. Same as always.
This is fascinating. Okay, thanks, Kyle. Appreciate it very much.
Jesse is in Surprise. Hello, Jesse. Do you own a car?
Yes, I do.
With the gas prices rising, have you changed your driving habits anyway, in some way,
Yes, I actually drive my motorcycle more, and I'm scared to death of doing it.
Okay. All right, cool. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike in Phoenix. Mike, do you own a car?
Hello?
Hey, Mike. You own a car?
No, SUV.
All right, so here's the question. Gas prices are up. Have you changed the way you drive in any way?
I try to drive as less as possible.
So that's a yes. Different? Is that different? Have you always done that, or is that something that's different?
I love to drive, but now that the gas prices are up, I drive as less as possible.
Okay, so you're driving less.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think that's pretty interesting. All right, five questions.
Five callers with the same question.
The reason that we asked this about rising gas prices, have they caused you to change your driving habits in some way? AAA has come out with a study that says 8 in 10 have changed their driving habits because of gas prices. 3 out of 5 Mac and Gatos listeners have not changed their habits at all.
Mm.
The only two that said they did, one caller said, yep, I'm driving my motorcycle now, and it scares me, and it should. The other thing is, from one other caller, he is driving less. I'm a little bit surprised by this, that three out of five say, nope, nothing has changed. And then you see this study by AAA that says 8 in 10 have changed their driving habits as gas prices rise.
Here's host Peter Boyle is talking to one of his callers about the almost daily rise in gas prices.
Hey, Jay, thanks for on the show.
There's got to be some mechanics involved behind who physically changes that price daily and how it's relayed down to the local distributors.
I mean, think about this.
Yeah, there's got to be some mechanics to it.
All right, if gas prices, Colorado gas prices have gone up 40 cents.
Yeah, but who gets up every morning,
well, I'm asking
yawns,
you.
And has a cup of coffee, yeah, and says, well, today the price is going to be this. Where does that originate?
Well, I think that's the great question, isn't it? That's why if you ask the question, then who is most responsible for that? And this is legit. Gas prices in Colorado have gone up 40 cents in 30 days.
And they vary between states. They're not constant.
Right,
then you got local and federal taxes and things on top of that are fairly constant, but do they vary simultaneously? Do they change too? You know what I mean?
Well, no, I don't think the tax money change. I mean,
that's sort of constant.
Yeah, right. But so, I mean, when people start to blame politicians, is John Hickenlooper responsible for?
Yeah. There's got to be in other words, somebody has got to get up, have a cup of coffee, and say, well, today we're going to make fuel this price, and it's got to be relayed down to your local gas distributor.
Absolutely.
And then there's lead and lag time. In other words, the distributor buys fuel at a cheaper price one day, then has a huge stockpile of that gas, and then jacks the price up to 40 cents the next day.
Sure. I mean, if you had the big tanker come to your station.
Somebody's got to know that answer.
Well.
I'd like to get a hold of somebody that would.
But if we ask these questions, I mean, who do you believe is most responsible for high gas prices?
I don't think it's president or none of that. I don't know. I really don't. Can you compare it to other commodities that rise and fall every day?
Gold and, I mean.
Yeah, but what else jumps around as bad as gas? I mean.
Well,
can you think of anything else that varies every day?
But it's almost like gas is a fuel, gasoline, almost at this point is a necessity. There's, you know, what economists talk about, wants and needs.
Well, they can vary the gas so quickly to match the weekends and holidays.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, what other commodity can you do that with?
Well, it's like the people that, you know, in those stores when they know the hurricane's coming. And a gallon of water is $20.
Right.
And
is it local jacked up prices or is it national? I mean, I've been trying to find out for a couple of years.
What about this theory? This is on an email. Obama and his energy secretary could care less about gas prices. They will be $5 a gallon this summer. What if Israel hits Iran $10? I'd happily pay $8 a gallon if it gets these tools out of the White House.
Number two this week on the countdown, Afghanistan. And what's going on there? There is a lot of discussion about the shoot 'em up. We'll get to that next.
Hi, I'm 9-time Olympic gold medalist Carl Lewis, inviting you to celebrate the 35th birthday of the Hershey's Track and Field Games. The games provide fun and easy ways for kids to get active and learn about the importance of living a balanced lifestyle. To find a local event near you and to download a free run, jump, and throw birthday party kit, visit hersheystrackandfield.com. I challenge your family to turn an afternoon into a fun, active adventure. To get started, visit hersheystrackandfield.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order for Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Number two, Afghanistan on our countdown from MSNBC. Matt Miller talks to political analyst Karen Finney, Susan Del Percio, and Jimmy Williams about the Afghan president demanding that our troops, be pulled out of local villages and all troops be out of the country by next year.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai is demanding all U.S. troops out of local villages now. He wants his country in full control of its own security by early 2013. That's a year ahead of schedule. This is Karzai meeting with Pentagon Chief Leon Panetta today. The U.S. has maintained no change in strategy is necessary, but half of Americans agree with Karzai that we should speed up withdrawal. More than a third say this week's massacre of 16 civilians by a rogue U.S. soldier impacted their choice for an accelerated exit. Meantime, that American soldier has now been flown out of Afghanistan and is being held in Kuwait. Angry Afghans are demanding he be tried within their borders. And in another setback, the Taliban have backed out of any possible peace talks with both Karzai and the U.S. over the killings. So after 10.5 years and massive losses in U.S. blood and treasure, is it time to accommodate Karzai's request and get out?
Well, I think that's the question that's probably being discussed and debated sort of behind closed doors. I mean, you know, a lot of times essentially what happens is, I mean, there are always sort of multiple plans being developed at any given time, and I assume that what's happening at this point and what I've heard is a look at, can we continue to be effective? If these were our mission goals, can we still accomplish those goals? Does it make sense to try to continue to do training if we have to have force protection there to ensure, to be able to do the training? I mean, I think those are the kinds of questions that get asked, and then they look at, all right, if we were going to get out, how do we do that? Because remember, it's not just military forces, but we have civilian workers there on the ground as well. So hopefully that's part of the conversation that they're having.
Now, Susan, I've got, I still feel like in some ways we're a victim of Obama's 2008 campaign where he supported Afghanistan as the war he could be for, as opposed to Iraq, which obviously was important to him in his campaign as the war that was unwise. Are we sort of a victim of this now, almost 4 years later, with what's happening now on the ground?
Well, I think right now, 4 years later, we still don't know what our true goals are in Afghanistan, and I think that's why you see the poll numbers. I think Karen brought up a good point. There's always multiple plans out there, but I don't think that they can withdraw any faster than they are unless they readjust their plan and what their short-term goal will be.
Jimmy, your quick take on the latest in Afghanistan?
Well, a couple of thoughts. First, you've got Karzai saying, not in the villages, only on the bases. So basically, he's saying to the rest of his country, head into civil war. Taliban doesn't want to deal with him, puts him in a hell of a pickle. Obama now has to figure out whether or not he wants to get his troops out between now and Election Day or the end of the year. The more he does that, the country goes into chaos. Karzai gets on a plane, goes to Switzerland, and guess what? The country goes to hell in a handbasket. Who's left to blame for it? It's a no-win situation except for the troops, if we can just get them out of there.
Here's Talk Host John Gambling with NBC correspondent Richard Engel about the attack on Defense Secretary. Well, it was an attempted attack on Leon Panetta when he got to Afghanistan.
What can you tell us about the gunfire on the runway with Panetta's arrival?
It wasn't gunfire. What we have been, what we figured out, what the military is saying about what happened when Secretary Panetta arrived on a base, is as his plane was coming into land at a base in southern Afghanistan, an Afghan translator, someone who was working on the base, had stolen a military vehicle, like a pickup truck, ran over a soldier as he was stealing this truck, then drove the vehicle at a high rate of speed onto the runway, and according to military officials, he was trying to drive this vehicle, using it as a weapon, into a crowd of Marines. Instead, he drove into a ditch, apparently by accident, and then what happened right after that is somewhat unclear. He either lit himself deliberately on fire in an attempt to kill himself, or a jerry can of gasoline in the car set him on fire. Either way, he was severely burned, and he died of his wounds, of his burns, today. But the timing was very strange. It was just as Secretary Panetta's plane was coming into land, but the U.S. military doesn't think that this Afghan translator had any idea that Panetta was even on this plane, that it was just a coincidence in timing, and that the target still an attack was to drive into a group of Marines and try and mow them down.
All right, Richard, let me ask you this. What can you tell us about this story we have this morning about Panetta addressing U.S. Marines and the tent being cleared of weapons?
Yeah, that was obviously a decision by Panetta's own security officers. It's not standard. I've seen many VIP visitors and Marines and soldiers and all the troops, whenever they're on a base, even in the mess hall, they keep their weapons with them. And when troops come around and visitors come around and they greet the troops, the soldiers normally have their weapons at their feet or in their laps or over their shoulders. And that's pretty standard. Why the security officers for this delegation decided they wanted all the weapons out of the room, they haven't shared that kind of intelligence with anyone, but it did offend some of the Marines who thought that they couldn't be trusted, and it's not a major, major incident, but it was it caught some attention and offended some of the Marines.
Talk host Jeff Dunn with Middle East expert John Weiss. What's going on in Afghanistan? And how it impacts what's going on in the rest of the Middle East is here in our focus.
What do you make of all of this in terms of the already, it would seem, strained relations between the Afghans and the U.S. over our military presence already in that country? And now they have this unfortunate incident over the weekend. What do you make of it, and where do we go from here?
I think, yes, it's probably about six ways to look at it, but there are, I think, two principal ones, a way to look at it. One is to focus, you might say, on historical parallels, as my profession does, but they go beyond that. We have had incidents before which have strained relations between us and the countries that we're in, trying to help or secure our position in. You have, of course, Vietnam, where you have incidents such as the My Lai massacre, which massacred over 500 civilians in a sort of outburst in 1968. And whether that had an influence on our withdrawal plans or not is something for debate, perhaps not here. But certainly we kept on going. We kept on our plan, so to speak. And then finally, when we left, there was the official word that we were turning it over to the South Vietnamese. But I think there were many people who realized that there was going to be a problem. And, of course, it did when South Vietnam collapsed. In the case of Iraq, you have Abu Ghraib, and you have also the incidents of real just massacres at places like Haditha. So you have these parallels in the past, and they haven't really to change much our plan for withdrawal that extent, as far as I can see. Whether there was a trial, and however the trial came out, and as you know, the trials in My Lai and the trials elsewhere even in Haditha did not come out with any severe punishments for the people involved in most cases. Now, as far as Afghanistan goes, there's also a historical way to look at Afghanistan and its ability to maintain the sense that there is an Afghanistan separate against all foreigners. But there's also another way to look at it, which is that Afghanistan is a divided country right now, and the idea, and it may stay a divided country for a long time, and the way to look at it is a kind of balance between the different forces within the country.
Number one is what's left, the GOP presidential primaries on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one this week, ABC Sam Donaldson talked to host Paul W. Smith about who Newt Gingrich is really helping by staying in the primary race.
You know, I was just overhearing a phone call. I just tapped into a phone call. It's Mitt Romney calling Newt Gingrich. He says, Newt, stay in this race. What can I do to help you? You, the country needs you, Newt. You stay in this race, Newt. You don't want to drop out. You're the man. Because if Newt Gingrich drops out after he lost to Rick Santorum, the conservative vote, then the conservatives go for Rick Santorum, and Mitt Romney goes not inevitably toward the nomination, I assure you.
It is astounding to watch what is going on here with what Rick Santorum has accomplished, sweeping the primaries in Alabama and Mississippi. Yet I have no idea how this whole thing works, even though Rick Santorum swept the primaries. In the end, Mitt Romney got more of the delegates.
Well, under the system, I don't think whoever you're talking to may have the math better than I do. He'd not get more, but he's going to get a substantial number, and that's their talking point, the Romney people. I don't care whether we win or lose. We're going to win some, lose some. We're marching inevitably toward 1,144 delegates. But that was before what happened yesterday and before what happens in Newt Gingrich's head. Because look at what happened in Ohio and in Michigan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Without Gingrich in the race, Santorum would have won it handily, both of them, and yet Romney slipped through. What's going to happen in Illinois? Same thing. Maybe if Gingrich is still there, the conservatives split. If he's not, they don't go for Romney. And Romney's delegate count then doesn't match his expectations that he's telling us about.
Mm-hmm. I think maybe that was with the throwing in Hawaii and American Samoa. I'm not
sure. Yeah, that's true. If you throw in Hawaii and American Samoa, I'd love them. So we have two wings of the Republican Party. I'm sorry. There's one wing, conservatives, but moderate versus, you know, very hard conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And the purists say, we want a candidate, even if he loses, we want someone who exactly represents our values and our religious beliefs and all that. And the pragmatist wing says, yeah, I don't like him very much either, but he's best equipped to beat President Obama, and that's why we're here, to try to win the election.
Now, let's listen to some of your calls in reaction to the primaries, caucuses, and the results there, too.
I do support Gingrich. I think he's very experienced in working in Washington. He's very knowledgeable about foreign affairs, and I think he has the experience and knowledge to get things done in Washington, and he's got a plan for undoing some of the really bad policies that have come down through the Obama administration. We really need for some changes to happen. I will support whoever the nominee is, but my preference would be Gingrich. I think that Romney is a bad choice. The worst choice of the three is the fact that the liberal media has been subtly supporting him from the very beginning of his candidacy. They've tried to sell him as the inevitable candidate all along. They have attacked any candidate who has come near him in the primaries up until this point, and they're still doing it. And I think they'd like to see him get the nomination. That makes me suspect him very heavily.
I just think it's ridiculous for my fellow Americans to think religion matters in a vote when Santorum, Gingrich, Romney, even the president, they're just working for the interest of the international banking cartel. That's all they are. There is no choice except Ron Paul. That's all there is. I asked my fellow Americans in November, write in Ron Paul, because the electronic voting booth is not going to do it for you. Ron Paul, he's the only answer to save this country. The rest of them are shills for the international interest.
First of all, let me say that Mitt has a really good track record. He's a good man. His life has been a life of service. When he was a young man, he went on a mission. And as far as being a Christian, my goodness, this is a man that has served all of his life. When he was a younger man, he served as a volunteer in the church, as a leader. He's always been in an administrative executive position. He has industry experience. Neither one of these other men has had any experience in industry. As far as connecting with the people, I don't know. He doesn't have the demeanor to preach like a preacher. He just doesn't. He doesn't connect that way. But as far as he has a track record of getting things done, he came out here and just the Olympics were in total shambles. I mean, personally, I served as a volunteer in the Olympics. I thought we were going to lose them. We had a tremendous scandal right after they were awarded. And I thought they were going to turn it back. But he just completely turned it around. Our coffers were full when he left. We still benefit from him because of Newt. I respect Newt. I respect Santorum. But I don't think they have the ability to turn the economy around like Mitt does.
That's the most talked about item this week on talk radio, the elections. If we go back to number 10 to recap one more time so you got it in your head, Rod Blagojevich went to prison. That was number 10. Number 9, March Madness. Number 8, the Fed's bank stress test. Number 7, dealing with pink slime. Number 6, violence in Syria. Number 5, Limbaugh. Number 4, Iran. Number 3, gasoline. Number 2, Afghanistan. And yep, number 1, as I said before, who's winning the primaries? That's it for this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I've seen the